Hey there, Fortitude fam. Brandon Cole here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom served with a side of real talk. Ever feel like you're just playing a role, putting on a mask to fit in? Like there's this authentic you buried beneath layers of expectations and societal pressures. Well, grab your coffee, because today we're diving deep into the power of embracing your true nature. It's about shedding those masks and becoming unapologetically you. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, this sounds like some hippie self-discovery retreat, hear me out. Embracing your true nature isn't about chasing rainbows and wearing tie-dye. It's about recognizing your core values, your strengths, and yes, even your weakness is the whole package. It's about living in alignment with who you truly are, not who others expect you to be. And trust me, that kind of authenticity is magnetic. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you on this journey. First up, know thyself. Seriously, spend some time reflecting what makes you tick. What lights you up? What values drive your decisions? This isn't about finding a label or ticking boxes, it's about understanding the compass that guides you. Think of it like building your own personal brand of awesomeness. Second, stop comparing yourself to others. This is a biggie, folks. Social media can be a vortex of highlight reels and curated perfection. But remember, everyone has their own journey, their own struggles, and their own definition of success. Focus on your path, celebrate your wins, and learn from your setbacks. You're in a race against yourself, not against anyone else. Third, practice radical self-acceptance. This means embracing all parts of yourself, the good, the bad, and the messy. We all have insecurities, imperfections, and moments we'd rather forget. But those are part of what makes us human. Instead of trying to hide them, acknowledge them, learn from them, and move forward with grace. Fourth, don't be afraid to say no. This is about setting boundaries and protecting your energy. You don't have to please everyone or take on every responsibility. It's okay to decline requests that don't align with your values or priorities. Remember, saying yes to yourself is sometimes the bravest thing you can do. Finally, live in alignment with your values. This means making decisions and taking actions that reflect who you truly are. It's about staying true to your word, being honest with yourself and others, and pursuing what brings you joy and fulfillment. You know that feeling when you're doing something that just feels right? Like it's in your DNA? That's the magic of living authentically. Let me tell you a story about this. I used to be a corporate guy, suit, tie, climbing the ladder, all that jazz. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't me. Deep down, I craved creativity and connection. So, one day, I took a leap of faith and started this podcast. It was scary, but man, it felt so right. Now, I get to share my passion for Stoicism every single day with amazing people like you. So, what's your leap of faith moment? What are you holding back from because you're afraid of what others might think? Remember, true freedom comes from embracing your authentic self and living a life that aligns with your values. The Stoics believe that virtue is the ultimate good and authenticity is a core part of that. When we live in alignment with our true nature, we find inner peace, purpose, and joy. It's not always easy, but trust me, it's worth it. So take a deep breath, let go of the masks, and step into your power. The world needs your unique light. Ready to level up? Start by identifying one thing you can do today that aligns with your values, even something small. Share it in the comments below or tag us on social media. Let's inspire each other to live our most authentic lives. And remember, Fortitude fam, we're all in this together. See you tomorrow for another dose of Stoic wisdom.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.